OpenAI AI model solves 80-year math conjecture. Gower signing off on the proof changes what counts as frontier research. Labs now face pressure to integrate these models into every conjecture pipeline or watch their publication lead evaporate. Within 18 months, the first AI co-authored paper in a top math journal should outcite its human-only peers. That shift pulls grant money away from traditional theory groups toward compute budgets instead. Smaller departments lose their industry edge first. Anthropic commits $45 billion to SpaceX for compute. Locking in that monthly outlay through 2029 leaves little room for pivots if inference costs drop faster than projected. The deal forces OpenAI to either match with its own satellite cluster or accept higher latency on frontier runs. Smaller players without such contracts face immediate capacity rationing starting next quarter. This arrangement signals that power availability on Earth has become the binding constraint for every major lab. Watch Azure margins compress once orbital capacity scales. Anthropic's Jack Clark forecasts Nobel AI win. Clark's timeline for recursive self-improvement by late 2028 undercuts the slower roadmap still published by safety teams at the same labs. Expect grant reviewers to start requiring AI co-authors on proposals within the year. That change sidelines purely human-led labs first. OpenAI safety staff must now either publish matching forecasts or explain why their models will lag Claude on autonomy. University departments ignoring the shift lose top graduate students to compute-heavy groups by fall 2026. Meta trained AI on employee data before layoffs. The timing with those layoffs suggests the models were trained precisely to replace the tracked workflows. Google employees now have fresh reason to push for explicit data use audits before their own activity feeds the next Gemini iteration. Without those protections, top engineers start filtering their logs or leaving for smaller shops that cannot yet afford the same surveillance stack. Expect similar leaks from Amazon within 6 months as infrastructure bills mount across the sector. Trump scraps AI safety executive order. Direct lobbying from the top three AI CEOs killed the frontier review before ink hit paper. The move speeds U.S. model releases by months, but it invites allies to impose their own pre-market rules on American exports. This forces OpenAI to build an internal certification process that mirrors the canceled order within 18 months or see its enterprise pipeline shift toward regulated domestic alternatives in key markets. Google and Meta must publish voluntary audit reports ahead of any foreign mandate. GitHub hit by poisoned VS Code extension hack. 18 minutes was enough for the poisoned extension to drain thousands of repos and targeted AI credentials. Those Claude configs now let attackers test prompt injections against live enterprise accounts. This forces GitHub to require cryptographic signing for all marketplace extensions by year-end or lose the trust of security-conscious AI labs that maintain their own internal stores instead. Developers everywhere will start pinning extension versions and blocking auto-updates after seeing how fast the window opened. Supply chain worm strikes OpenAI, Mistral, and more. The NPM packages sat in 170 places before anyone spotted the payload. OpenAI and Mistral employee machines now carry persistent access that can siphon model configs over time. This forces both labs to rebuild their entire dependency trees from clean sources within 30 days or risk gradual weight exfiltration that no perimeter tool will catch. Teams at the European Commission face the same rebuild cycle, which will delay their AI procurement pilots by at least one quarter. Google I.O. unveils broad agentic AI ecosystem. The always-on agents turn every workspace session into a running inference job that never sleeps. Salesforce loses its mid-market wedge by Q3 once Google agents start completing the same CRM updates inside existing email threads. Enterprise IT teams will now demand usage-based credits instead of seat licenses, squeezing margins on any standalone agent platform that can't embed inside Gmail and Docs. Google's move also locks in device data flows that Apple cannot match without its own OS-level agent layer. ChatGPT gains PowerPoint generation capability. Agencies lose their billable hours the moment brand voice lives inside the model. ChatGPT's deck builder pulls from conversation history, so one prompt now spits out a 20-slide deck with charts and speaker notes. That changes the economics for anyone selling templates or training. Mid-market slide software faces churn as teams test whether the output meets compliance without a human review layer. Expect template marketplaces to pivot toward verification services by year-end or watch usage metrics flatline. AI sparks surge in lawsuits and creative output. The litigation spike distracts from how fast publishers are locking in data licensing deals to feed the same models. AI-generated papers now outnumber human submissions in some preprint servers, yet the lawsuits target the training sets rather than the outputs. That mismatch means academic platforms will add watermarking requirements before journals catch up. Smaller research tools without provenance tracking lose their edge once institutions demand audit trails. API margins compress once compliance checks become mandatory for every generated citation. AI robots outpace humans in tire changes. Repair shops choose between retrofitting for robots or ceding tire jobs to fleets already testing the systems. Robots complete a swap in under 4 minutes with zero torque errors, which undercuts the labor model at independent garages. Insurance carriers will start offering lower premiums only to locations that log robotic assistance, pushing adoption faster than any hardware sale. Traditional toolmakers must bundle vision systems or see their sockets and lifts gather dust by next summer. U.S.-China AI safety talks advance amid competition. Both sides keep the compute-export rules exactly where they are, while the safety agenda moves forward on paper. Frontier labs on each coast will still race to the next token threshold because the talks focus on evaluation standards rather than shared compute caps. Model developers gain another quarter before any hardware restriction actually binds. That leaves smaller nations outside the conversation, forced to pick one supply chain or the other. The real constraint emerges when audit requirements hit the inference providers serving both markets.